those who are gradually getting into the Buddhism and the meditation as well. So there's a big trend in Canada, I would say.
It's very high demand.
Yeah, high demand, exactly. That when I go to dentist, so I saw one day that my Buddha statues there in a rack. So I just blindly just asked, what is this? You don't know Buddha, Buddha. You know Buddha? I'm a Buddha's man. Likewise, so there's a highly, I would say, increasing trend in for the Buddhism.
Many meditation masters in Thailand said, like, during my studies or during my time in Thailand, I met many people who said, like, Buddhism in the future will move to Europe.
Mm.
Because it will not be able to stay much longer in Asia.
In Asia.
Because, like, the conditions,
mm.
the Buddhism can survive, the pure Buddhism can flourish. They go more and more away.
Yeah, exactly. Because of the attitudes of the people, they don't see about others, what is going on around. They stick into that. If they got into the if they have the
yes.
buying, they have
yes.
the buying for it.
Yes, yes.
That's the commitment is there. So when we go to Vipassana meditation for the children,
mm-hmm.
they have a children's program.
Mm-hmm.
So because my children, they know the all fantasy, the gatha, all these things. Gatha they know. The girls that mean helping in the meditation, they really row them. How have you got to know that? Because that we are 30s, we are 20s, even still we didn't know. Sabba Papa, Sakaranam, all these things that my children know. So they are really admiring them. They wanted to that come behind them. So then I directed many of them to Nyananda Swaminathan's Asapur in Toronto
mm-hmm.
to learn more and more Dhamma. Likewise. It's amazing experience.
It's like Westerners are ready. It's only like what is now missing, or like this is now the time of building leaders, like people who can show the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Westerners must come first to Asia,
mm-hmm.
study it, realize it for themselves, and then they can
go back
and, yeah,
and
can
share
make
it.
Bridge, can make the bridge like that the Dhamma can go over there.
Over there, true.
So it means like some
mm-hmm.
people there must come. Because I saw like you must have the language, you must understand the culture, and
culture.
They must accept you.
Yeah, like Ajahn Bhante in Australian, Ajahn Bhante, Ajahn
Brahmas.
Have you heard about Ajahn Bhante? Ajahn
Brahma?
Brahmi, no?
Brahma Vamsa.
Brahma Vamsa.
Brahams.
Ajahn
Brahma.
Yeah, it's Australia. He came to Sri Lanka.
Yeah,
he was
he's here these days.
Yeah, these days,
yeah.
Right now he's here.
He has done a vital role in spreading the Dhamma around the world. Even Toronto, that he has visited many times. So many Canadian Caucasian people follows him as well.
Then you were there for a long time.
Yeah.
That's how you... Thailand?
Yes.
10 years.
Now
so you continue with that first week.
this was a meditation course for 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
But I mean, in the first week I already felt like that's it.
Yeah.
So
this
I had many experiences like already going
yeah.
Yeah.
Then you were a lay, right?
Yeah, lay person.
Lay person.
Many samadhi experiences and,
yeah.
and wow, it was like really starting to make fun of it. And I saw also like the necessity of...
How old are you? Sorry.
20...
Around... In your 20s?
Really... I ordained with 24, so it must be 22.
No, 22, wow.
Or like, yeah, maybe 23.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ordained 24. Nearly 25.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
you get... Got used to those tradition, the foods and so on?
Well, this was, I wanted to get know the Dhamma, so
yes.
I had to get used to the other stuff.
Right.
At the beginning you had a big challenging to get into
many
those
years,
customs, no?
Many
years.
Years,
no?
I mean, it was like, you not understand the language.
Mm.
Yeah,
like
that's the other
if
thing.
You not understand the language, you not really arrive at that country.
So you started to learn
Thai. Like I was already for 3 years a monk when I started to understand the topic of what my teacher's talking.
Mm-hmm.
I started just to understand the topic, not the detail,
mm-hmm.
is the topic?
In 3 years.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Thai is a very different language. Like a tonal language.
Yeah.
And it's not like German.
Even harder than the Sinhalese language, our mother tongue, that's what the Nisbante told me.
My ear was not so sophisticated, like I really had to train my ear, like, and then I catched it up. After 3 years, then it's the development went very quickly. So now I'm pretty fluent, Thai people say, oh, I'm always amazed, how can you speak so good Thai? I don't know, I cannot answer. Like I'm also surprised by myself because I'm not very good in language actually.
Oh.
Or scientific mind. Like I was in school more good in mathematics, physics and things like this, not in language. But maybe because I wasn't interested, I was thinking, I'm in Germany, what I learned, what I need to learn, English or French. Like if I would have known that I would not stay in Germany whatsoever later. Like later I learned actually English you can say in Thailand. There, I had to speak and very simple English, like because Thai people don't speak good English, so you speak.
You go.
You will not speak a perfect grammar. You will speak like very easy,
just
like the main point and main words.
Yes.
Like in the highway notices.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Like highlights.
So the instructions, the meditation instructions, were there any monks who can speak the English? Or?
Yes, like I before I ordained, I practiced 1.5 years as layman. Like I went around Thailand from monastery to monastery, because I failed, like I said, in the Dhamma, but not in the teacher. So I was searching for the enlightened person. I wanted to see the end product.
Living
because
end product.
I had an aim, I wanted that state again. So I was searching for someone who embodies that state because I knew he knows or he doesn't know. I could feel it.
Yes.
Because I experienced it. So I knew, no. So it took some time until I found someone. And when I found that person, like I just looked in his face, I knew he's the one, he's the guy, he can bring me there again. Then I asked to ordain with that man. And then he said to me, stay with me 5 years and you can let go of the 5 khandhas. That's a good deal.
Sorry, I missed that. Stay with me
five years
for?
5 khandhas.
Oh, khanda.
5 panchabadas.
Yeah. 5 khandas. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, okay. We have to sign. So, okay. But actually, every year I wanted to run away. It was not easy to stay there.
Yeah.
But I gave my word, so I stayed there for almost 6 years. One time said I never went home, never visited, or my parents came to visit. Came to my ceremony, my family. I invited them because I had money.
Yeah.
And as a monk, you shouldn't have money. So what I do for money? Okay.
Okay.
I invite my parents, pay their tickets, go to the kuti, do this, do that, sponsor this. Okay. And yeah, so they came. They came to check every year if something is wrong with Christians. Yeah. Is this a sect or what they do with our kids?
Yeah.
I was checking.
Yes.
My brother twice a year
coming
check.
Yeah, what's going around?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah. But my brother is very, very relaxed. My parents fought, like they was crying when I ordained, like giving their child to this man they don't know. And they was thinking like it's maybe only a phase. It's only like a phase. And 1 year, 2 years we come back. We go and I call it. But then after a few years they're still a monk. And they try to
take it back.
Yeah, we sponsor you in your education, wherever you want to go. You want to go abroad, whatever, whatever you want to learn something, but you come in this room, come back to this life, so they try to
bribe you.
Yeah. But there's nothing in the worldly way which really
motivate you, no?
No, there's nothing. It's just like, there's nothing in it for me anymore. It's like,
This is not me. That's not for me.
So that master, what's your first year? What's the first year in that monastery?
Yes.
What's the kind of instruction you got to practice? Is it
well,
something?
First, I learned how to become a monk. You complete life change. Vinaya.
Yeah.
You have to behave different, speak different, think different, everything different. So, when I was a lay person, I had a very strong practice. Like whenever something arose in my mind, there was mindfulness in the past instantly, very, very sharp. When I became a monk, my meditation was to learn so many things and then
too busy.
Yeah, the translation was not good,
yes.
Half missing, half mistranslated, and so the instructions not complete.
Clear.
So then the effect is not satisfactory.
Yes.
And so frustration comes.
Yes.
So this is why I wanted to run away every year, because I was very frustrated.
Yes.
Also, like this monastery, more than 100 monks on the top of the mountain, the jungle. But it's a very good master, so a lot of monks.
What's the name of that monk? Siam or
Longpo Tongbai.
Longpo
means venerable grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a
Longpo.
Tongbai is the name.
Mm-hmm.
Tongpo.
Then Papasaro is monk name.
Mm-hmm.
Papasaro.
Yeah, highly accomplished man. Like, I never met a second person like this person. Very broad knowledge. And every meditation technique he checked by himself. He practiced and looked what's the benefit, what is the difference. Like in order, like, because he had the aim to be a teacher. Like his determination when he was young, he ordained with 6 or 7. His determination was, I want to be smart as Sariputta. I have to have the same wisdom as Sariputta.
Mm.
I want to have the same meditation power as Moggallana.
Oh.
I want to have the same purity as the Buddha.
Cool.
That's a high. Yeah, so he did like practices 23 years, not sleeping, like only like sitter practice, not lying down. Actually, detonation for 30 years, but after 23 years, he got some problem with the bones.
Oh.
Then he had to go to hospital for a short period, for some period. After he recovered, he continued 8 years and made it through. And he's such a full 30 years of Mesaji, like the last rule of Dutanga.
Dutanga, yes.
The Siddha breakfast.
Yes.
And he did so much. So he's very good knowledge, very broad, and very wise man. So in the first year, adapting and trying to survive, in the Vasa, we practiced 12 to 16 hours all together in one hall.
Mm.
It got crazy.
Yes.
I normally practice alone, and then with so many people, I got crazy. But then later, I adapted. So then, after the first year, it was okay. Was okay again. And then second year another problem, and then I overcame this one. Third year another problem, I overcame that one. And then after the first year I was thinking, now I know the Dhamma. After the second year I was thinking, first year I didn't know anything.
No.
Yes.
But now I know. Third year I was thinking.
Second year it's wrong.
Third year I was thinking, I don't know nothing. Like, all my knowledge cannot help me to free me from suffering.
Yes.
I don't know anything.
Mm.
Like, it's just like knowledge. Just like knowledge, but here,
nothing.
So it's not really, my knowledge has no real value.
Mm.
And from that point, I started really to learn something. Then in my fourth year, I got some benefit from my endurance, that I stayed there and endured all the hardships, all the problems. I got my salary. fifth year, I got even, promotion. then after then I fulfilled my words. I stayed 5 wasas, 5
Yes.
We can learn different things.
Mm.
And so I went around like all the famous teacher I heard. And in the first five years I went to visit them. And this is also how I met him.
Oh.
Like I went to the monastery of foreigners, one by another time.
Yeah.
Where all the foreigners where he was staying at that time. So yeah, I wanted to see how the regulars, what they, if they got anything. Looking around. And yeah, then after that also went the first time to Germany with my parents, and spent also one Wasser in Germany, a monastery, the forest monastery. A very nice going in the bath with all different arms food.
Oh.
And very good, like forest tradition.
Oh, you have forest tradition there?
Yes, yes. But
where
starting?
This is
Muttodaya in Frankenwald. Frankenwald, it's more in the east of Germany.
East.
It's like in the coldest section of Germany.
Ah,
super cold there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. But they still go on Vinabad. If snow, they still go.
Mm-hmm.
But they have shoes.
I was in Hannover.
Hannover, yeah.
Hildesheim.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
Another part.
Yeah.
It's like
towards north,
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 west, north. Yeah. Not so sure. I'm not so much in north. No, never went to Berlin. Never went to Berlin.
I see.
But I went around Asia. So yeah, then every year, like we went also to Dong in Thailand. Like
mm-hmm.
3 months is like part of the course in Thailand. Okay, in my monastery, we go to Dong. Like in order to learn endurance. In order to learn how to live with little, to learn to decrease your attention to your requisites.
Dong means, is it a forest or the?
The 13 Dutanga rules, like the smoking.
Yes, walking.
Yeah. And
no one place.
Yeah, you sleep one place and you move.
Go to another place and so on. Okay.
So you walk
okay.
Many hundreds hundred kilometers.
Okay.
Night.
Okay.
So did also that practice. So, well, anyway, so after 5 years, I left there and went to Germany, stayed there on Wasser, then went to England, went to Chitters, went to Sumedos Monastery, and stayed there for the winter retreat 4 months. And then after that, was going to go from Germany to and Rome, like walking from Germany to Switzerland to Rome.
Oh.
It's like an ancient Christian path. Like
yeah.
It's, famous.
But there, do you get your Pindapatha?
I'm still here, so I must have been there.
Because there are people may not get used to.
But they are good people. They're not noble listen.
Yeah, but
they
offer food.
They offer something.
Yeah.
They
first they
that's
come,
great.
They want to give you money. Because
yeah.
They think you collected money.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
Say, oh, I'm very sorry, I cannot accept, it's very kind from you, I can only accept food. They go, oh, really? Oh, okay. They go to the supermarket and they grab a lot of food. Like at first they maybe want to give you, if I say it now, $1. After they come back with food worth of $10, $20.
Yes.
So, and this was like heart opening. You see like, they're not, like in Thailand, when Thai people give,
yeah.
They give with a greedy mind.
Mm.
Like
yes.
Give a little, get a lot
yes.
of benefit.
Yeah,
benefit
that's
of
right.
merit. It's like
yes.
a good deal, good
yeah.
business.
Yeah, yeah. It's a business.
Oh, like a business. So it's like, it's Akto Sala,
yeah.
100%. Like it's, because the Buddha was teaching the lay people
yeah.
giving for getting away from stinginess.
True.
Yes.
And
true.
Like to learn to let go, because this path is only about letting go.
Mm.
Like to let go of attachment of material things. So, but they get only more attention. So in that countries, they have no intention whatsoever. They not give because they want anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
exactly.
They don't know even what are you. They have no background whatsoever. They just want to help you.
Yeah, this given is given.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't care
no,
that what you do.
So, only like such experiences was worth all the struggle which I experienced through that period. But yeah, I had a little bit the luxury of one lay person, which I met in England, he accompanied me, so I had a cup, yeah.
Mm.
So, was sometimes with Isa because like he was holding money. My parents gave him some money for emergency.
Oh, emergency.
So it was a little bit free. I was not so, okay, where's the next city? We have to go in time and then we can move on. So we just like walk. And then if we found a city, I went to Dinabad. And mostly enough food for both of us. And sometimes we not met any city because we didn't also know what is in front of us. If there's a village or not, if there are something. So then he had some food that he organized. Yeah, it was like, you cannot really go in Dinabad, you just like stand in front of a supermarket.
Mm.
You just stand there.
Mm.
And then people come to you and ask, what are you
doing?
And then you explain, and then they have. So, and I slept, I stayed with Protestant priests,
mm.
Catholic priests, all kinds of monastics, Christian monastics, like they want you to stay in their monasteries, they provided me food, they took very well care of me, we had very beautiful conversations, very nice, very touching. Yeah, just like different language, different words, different terms, but same aim, same peace of
mind. Yeah.
And this was like such a nice encounter. Such, it was like, yeah, also like very, very hard sometimes, like 7 days no shower, and like got some infections because very bad hygiene, drinking only like tap water, like no bottled water.
Yeah,
so.
How about Bhante, your family? That mean you had any chance to try to show them the path of getting, overcoming the suffering?
Like Buddha said, it's the most difficult thing to teach your parents.
True.
And especially they are old.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult, like for old people to change. And then as well, you are their son.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you teach
you
me?
You teach me. I know better than you.
I'm your mother, I'm your father,
yeah.
And you are my son.
Son.
So this is one thing. And then, they have accomplished everything you can say, so if they accept my way, this would mean like they see the worthlessness of their way. It means like they would have accepted that what they did was practically
zero, right? Yeah.
Or, yeah, like running after wealth, running after status, running after sensual pleasures, like the worldly dhammas. Running after like things, so look at them there, look at the AIDS, look at them as like gain and loss. So yeah, then they cannot yet bring me. So they maybe want deep insight, but they cannot.
Can
like my father, or like engineer, he knows everything.
Everything.
Has
they approached like your father when he comes to see you? Does he ask, okay, that means what you're gaining,
yes,
what you got it, that means...
Western is very skeptical. Like,
it's
very, very skeptical.
Specific.
They ask, but and how is it, there's not the openness there, the necessary openness. Like also, that I teach the meditation, they came from a monastery and they did it, and
they just follow it.
Yeah, they just follow it.
Please you.
Yeah, you can say so. Like followed it, but like sometimes they say they admire me, but on the other side they want that is wrong too. So it's like mixed.
That is
in the process of changing.
Mm.
It's not yet.
Mm.
I cannot yet. They are not really Buddhist. So it takes some time because like you have to wait for the right time, right location. And the best advertisement is like showing, doing, not so much talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they look, they observe me, and they can then see I changed or not.
Mm.
They know me the best. And so if they see positive change, they're sensitive enough to know what is good, what is not good, what is positive.
Mm.
Then they will come by themselves. What is is it again what you're doing?
So,
tell me a little bit more. So this is the best, like the journey which I did in Europe, this was like, not talking about Buddhism, this was showing Buddhism.
Showing Buddhism, yeah.
This was showing in action,
mm.
like what is Buddhism about. So it was actually like missionary work, you could say,
mm.
in some sense. Like people, the people who I met, they were very, very amazed, very happy, many people thank you, oh, very thankful that you come and that it was able like, to meet you and come in contact.
Something
not talk so much, it's just like the feeling, like the energy, like
oh,
the, which they could touch.
And that's the lecture.
Like the peace, like the,
so
the freedom.
No?
Like if someone is doing something.
Nice. Okay.
And
yeah.
happy with
yeah.
it, and thank you.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then I went back to Thailand. And after the journey, back to Thailand, spent the wasa there, and from that point on, yeah. Searching for a conducive place like to finish this path. And like the Buddha says, what is a conducive place for practice that's and to practice low loss as smooth as possible with the hindrances. So I tried to find such a place. This is actually also why I came here, because
okay.
when I met him he told me in Sri Lanka the situation.
There are many
yes,
different places, yeah.
He said like still very good, much better than in Lanka, and he actually invited me many years ago. So, but then in the last few months, I heard many people talking about Sri Lanka. Oh, very good, many people are very devoted.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I should have gone there. And then on the same day, he sent me an email. Oh, what are you doing? How are you?
Okay.
You want to come over? Maybe that's a sign.
Yes.
Okay. Now I try to find a way there. And I said to him, okay, if someone will sponsor me the flights, if someone comes up and sponsors me, I will come.
Mm.
So then someone came up. And then I planned it, like got a visa. And I copy up all the flights.
Mm.
Yes, and then like the Malaysians invited me, so I said, okay, we go first Malaysia, and then go to Sri Lanka, because also better connection.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so coming
here. Here there are many different places, like probably Thailand, like many different traditions. Even the inside Theravada tradition.
Yeah, yeah, many
different sects, yeah.
Many teachers, like there's
yeah.
such a big variety nowadays.
Yes,
so
yes.
So much.
Yeah.
So many people teach.
Yeah.
So many teachers.
Yeah. So different methods.
Yes.
Practicing.
Yes.
And
but actually, yeah. But the Dhamma doesn't change. Like
yes.
Well.
Yeah.
It's perfect in itself.
So whatever
so
you realize should be the same.
Yes. So
yeah.
I don't such a problem anymore about the instructions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only like for in order like to get samasamadhi, like for the last anakami arahant, we need full samadhi. Like for Sotapanna he has like little wisdom, little samadhi, but perfect morality.
Okay. See.
Sakyatami, yeah, perfect seeing, little samadhi, half samadhi and little wisdom. Anakami, perfect seeing, perfect samadhi, half wisdom, arahant, full
wisdom.
Yes, everything full.
Yes.
Yes. So, for the last two ones, you need to develop the first seven factors of the Eightfold Noble Path of Magga, like samadhi and all the factors. You need to develop them. Fulfillment that samasamadhi, that jhana, the real jhana happens.
Mm.
And like to also like to see like the drawbacks of suffering of sensual desires and agitation, like to let go of these, like the next two sanyoga, like the sotapanna, the first three,
yeah, kamaraga, patiga.
Exactly. Next two ones, and then most of the ones that are
yes.
the last
five.
So, and for this you need continuity. Continuity, and until like the momentum is enough, then it gets automatic.
So your monastery is stayed in Thailand. Do they practice samadhi up to very high level, or the
Yes, some can do it. I couldn't do it. Like too much activities because it's a teaching monastery, and so many activities. Like this monastery, the teacher, he teaches the monks like to be, how to say, elite soldiers. They learn everything. You learn how to go to dom, how to chanting, how to meditate, how to teach others, how to manage a monastery.
Yeah. All of them.
And it's a lot of. And you're always in this routine there. So, but I got like really just very sick the body. Like, because like doing like the tiles, but I have like, I say, different car. My car is not made for this.
Yes, that's right.
So I could do this the first years because I was very fit before. I was a lay person, like an athlete and very strong. But then because stopped exercising and the foods and a lot of sweets in Thailand called sugar. And yeah, I got just sick. And then in my fifth year on Tudong, like I got problems with my knees, and then I said, okay, finish now. I mean, I'm
getting some signals.
I'm 29 and I already get arthritis. Like, there's something really wrong. So like I said, okay, I have to make a break. I fulfilled every my promise. Now I'm also free to go. And I go to find like more side effects. Because the knowledge I have now.
කියන්නම්කෝ බලලා.